Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Till 10, it's the holiday season, time for giving. Nothing will make you feel better about yourself, really, than doing something for somebody else. And I can think of no better cause than what we're doing. Well, I can think of a lot of good causes. One of them is what we're going to talk about here, being a CASA volunteer for Jefferson Parish. There are currently 40-plus children that need somebody to be a voice for them. And with that, we're joined by our friend, Margaret Ether, advocate recruiter for CASA Jefferson. Good morning, Margaret. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good morning. Happy holidays to you and all of your listeners. I'm great, and I pray everybody is great as well.
Yes, just ma'am. Right there with you. Go ahead. Just tell me about the program.
CASAs are court-appointed special advocates for children in foster care. We need volunteers really, really bad. As he said earlier, we have 40-plus children on the waiting list. You don't put children in your car. You don't bring them to your house. You don't take care of them. You're the eyes, ears, and voice for a child that's been taken from their parents due to abuse and neglect and are now in foster care. I know everybody's ready for the holidays, but I just wanted to lay something on your heart, mind, body, and soul for the new year, because somebody made a difference in your life. So step to the plate, make a difference in one of our children's lives. These are our children, and we watch the news and we see everything, but make a difference so a child can learn that what happened at home wasn't their fault and that you are going to stand by them and be there to help them in their time of need and show them some direction. As I said, somebody made a difference in your life. So we need to look at our purpose in life. What are we going to do? Who are we going to help? How can we help? That's why I'm the advocate recruiter for CASA and wanting to see how many people are going to step up to the plate to be in our January class or in our March class to make a difference in our children's lives.
So if I decide to volunteer, Margaret, what am I going to be doing? What kind of commitment is it, et cetera?
Okay, you have to be 21 years or older. The commitment is a 5-chapter class. We do a complete background check. We have to make sure that all of the persons that want to help our children don't put them back into arm's way. The 5-chapter class starts in January. There's a special day to do court observation where you go to court and you sit down and you learn and watch what goes on in the proceedings. This is a different journey in your life. It helps you to understand the legal things that happen to children. Also, you're sworn in by the judge, and you're assigned to an advocate coordinator. The myth is we throw you out there, and you don't know what's going on. You're trained. You're assigned to somebody that coaches you, that goes with you on home visits, that help you to help our children. So we provide everything that's needed so you can be a good advocate and say, you know what, I did help somebody.
Is there any kind of I don't know, on the website or whatever, testimonies from people that have done this and shared their experience and what kind of difference it made both for them and their advocate or their advocate?
Yes.
Would that be the word?
Yes. If you go to the website, we just did our Christmas celebration with our children. There are advocates that have testified as to how they enjoyed and still do the work that help our children. There's a lot of resources there about CASA Jefferson. We do things a little bit differently. We have a toy room with toys that's been donated for our children. We make sure that all of what our children need and our advocate needs, we provide for that. As I said earlier, you don't use your money. We have resources that make a full difference in helping our children. We just need your time, which is one or two phone calls a week, one or maybe two home visits per month, to make sure that all of their child's basic needs are being met. So you help out in a large capacity. It may seem like it's not enough time, but it's enough for a child to see that somebody does care.
And in terms of determining whether it's right for you or not, you can figure that out just by going through the process, right? And if it's not right for you, it's fair to everybody to let you know, let everybody know before you make the commitment. But once you make the commitment, you got to be in.
Well, you don't want to commit to something that you don't, you're not sure about. So you sit down with an interview with me and we talk before we sign the necessary paperwork, because there are some documents that have to be signed. As I said, we do a complete background check to make sure that everybody who says they want to do this, that they're really right. And we talk about what's expected. So it's not for everybody. I know that. I know it's not for everybody. But the persons that have a love for children and want to make a difference, it's for you. It doesn't interfere with your job. I'm always asked, well, how can I do this in my job? It's doable. I have people that still have full-time jobs. I have a guy that's a notary that's been doing this for almost 15 years. He's still doing it. People find, if you want to do this, there are ways to make it happen.
Margaret, I can't appreciate you enough and the work you do enough. And you know, you got a voice here whenever you need it, because I learned about CASA for the first time about 20 years ago, and it is extremely important. Margaret Ether, advocate recruiter for CASA Jefferson. There is a discernment process for both yourself and them to see if it fit. But if you're looking to make a difference in the new year, go to CASAJefferson.org, CASAJefferson.org. And see if it's right for you. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got when we come back, rather, on WWL.